You're listening to KNKX. According to state demographic data, nearly 84,000 people have moved to Washington just since last year. As Election Day approaches, many of those newcomers are trying to figure out the particulars of voting here. For our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives, KNKX producer Jeffrey Reddick talked with someone who's lived in many other states and never before found as much access to information about issues and candidates.
Steve Holdsworth began working in downtown Seattle last spring, and his family joined him here in September. They live on Bainbridge Island, and they came from Memphis, Tennessee. I know all this about Steve because he's a friend of mine. I also lived in Memphis until a couple years ago, and when I left, he couldn't stand life without me.
You know, I really couldn't, and the bromance has just continued, and it's only become so much stronger.
Well, that's a real confidence booster, but I know he actually moved here for the same reason everyone else does, a job in a beautiful place.
One of the things that I have enjoyed is being able to hop on a line bike and bike down the waterfront for about a mile before I come up and head into the office, and to be able to look out under the Sound, and you can see the Olympics, and there are some mornings it is absolutely stunning.
We talked on a staircase at the end of Lenora Street, overlooking Elliott Bay. It's where Steve stands for a few moments most mornings, looking over the water toward the place he now calls home. Getting situated in a new city is a big deal, but he's had a lifetime of practice. His dad was a civil engineer in the Air Force, and his mom was a nurse.
I've lived in Texas a couple of times, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Georgia, Korea, Tennessee, Hawaii, California. So I knew how to register in school because I saw a new school every other year, it seemed like.
When he moved here, old habits kicked in. Start with the paperwork. And at the Department of Licensing, a surprise option.
Not just being an organ donor, but registering to vote. Never experienced that before. The information that arrived at the house a couple of weeks ago.
The voter pamphlet.
I have never seen anything like that, and I couldn't be more complimentary, because to have that arrive in the mailbox, laying out candidates, laying out what is to be voted on, perspectives, that information being available is huge.
He says in other places he's lived, that kind of information has been hard to find. It's also been difficult to vote. Here, ballots come to your house and you can fill them out whenever and wherever you like. In most of the rest of the country, you have to go to a polling place. It's not always a quick trip.
Actually, it was the last election I had voted in. It literally was almost 3 hours. And walking through all of vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, just to get to stand in the line. And then while you're in that line for 3 hours, you're still getting the vote for me, vote for me, vote for me.
Now that he lives in Washington State, Steve says his priorities have changed. For one thing, he's really concerned about homelessness. He sees homeless people every day, and he says he wants to get involved with the organizations that help them. Also, transit. He has a 90-minute commute on bikes, buses, and ferries.
Learning that orcas are things that go into my wallet, not just are in the water, has been amazing. I looked at my iPhone the other day. The top three apps that I use on my phone all have to do with transit.
I wanted to hear what Steve thinks about some of the high-profile statewide ballot initiatives. He says he hasn't learned enough to talk about them yet. But he says that because there's so much information available to him, he'll be able to get his head around the issues before he fills out his ballot.
And I can't think of another time when making sure your voice is registered and heard and counted is more important.
Jeffrey Reddick, KNKX News.
That story was part of our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives, where we look at the election through the eyes of people who have gone through a change in their life, like a new citizen who's voting for the first time, or a young person who's just registered to vote. We're also going to hear from someone who recently regained her voting rights after being released from prison.